A very good morning, our dear listeners. Welcome to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. I am Rita Babidie, your host as usual. Today, I am so obliged and glad to present you once again to this new session or discussion about Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. We started this journey from the history of land ownership, and then we moved on to the land tenure systems. I'm very sure that we discussed about them, and right now you are well versed with each land tenure system. And then last episode, previously, we discussed the bona fide occupant. In the bona fide occupant, we discussed who a bona fide occupant is, the consequences of illegal evictions by a landowner. So if you want to take a recap of that, go straight away to our YouTube channel. Everything is broadcasted in that site. Don't just watch. Watch and learn, comment, share, and like. Or you can probably also click the notification bell so that every time the program is broadcasted, you're notified that an episode has been broadcasted. So I have a special guest with me in the studio that is going to elaborate more about the administrative bodies that are governing land management in Uganda. I'd like to invite her to introduce herself. Good.
Thank you, Rita. Good morning, everyone. My name is Bidirali John. I'm so delighted to be in this space today. Hope we learn from each other, hope we share, and hope this discussion is fruitful to whoever is listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Joan. Just a short reminder that this program, for English version, we start from Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then for Luganda version, we broadcast them on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The live broadcast, it's at 10 a.m. and then we have a repeat at 5 p.m. That before we start this program, we are going in for a break and then we shall be back.
Listen to Witness Radio and gain knowledge about land and environment injustices by communities.
Nabwendi ya chikomando Nchimanyi mbunide chikomando na enzira wafe Na ye katiba menye Zira wafe Zira kusitriti Ba zira kusitriti Ochitekera Zira kusitriti Bangenda kumba
Bagenda batia ukutiji njirida Obaba achukola batia Tetuwa amani ya tuge ndo kulaba kakande Hazene fairo Hazene fairo Babatu gamantu ya guze taka kwafe ya guze kwani Hetaka yafu
Witnessradio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. We are going to start right away. So I'd like to invite Councillor Joan to take us through.
Thank you, Rita. Please, our dear listeners, today we are going to put more emphasis on administrative bodies that are governing land management in Uganda. And for starters, we shall start with the district land boards. Yeah, we'll see the functions of the district land boards and citing laws that give them those rights as per the law. So just to let you know, or just to start, I'll start by giving you certain questions. We are here, we'll start with the district land boards, and we're going to look at what the Constitution says, the Land Act says, and which law that provides for its functionality in Uganda. To start with, the district land board in Uganda plays a critical role in the administration, management, and regulation of land at the district level. Its functions are established under the 1995 Constitution of Uganda, the Land Act, Chapter 7, and other relevant land laws. So, I want to discuss the functions of a district land board as they are provided for by the Land Act, Chapter 7, Section 59, sorry. The district land board holds and allocates land that is not owned by any person or authority within the district. So the legal basis of this is the Constitution of Uganda, Article 240. The Constitution of Uganda, 1995 Constitution of Uganda, under Article 240, establishes district land boards as independent entities responsible for land management in their respective district. So the Land Act Section 59(1), Clause 1A, grants district land boards the power to hold and allocate land in the district that is not owned by any individual or authority. In regards to facilitating the registration and transfer of interests on land, just before I go to that, I hope we are together when I say the district land board is there to actually help in the allocation that is not owned by anybody or any authority you get in our district. So for those that are in need of land in whichever district you are, please go and approach the district land board. Even when you're buying land, please inquire from the district land board, because they know who is who owns what and where.
Okay. So it only allocates that land that is not occupied or owned by any person.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I'm the landlord, you don't have a right to allocate my land to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You get, it's my land. So unless maybe for instance, if it's for public purpose, then it can allocate. That means if the government wants it for public interest, then yes, it can. Mm-hmm. But under no ground is it given permission to allocate land that belongs to some other person, and the ownership rights are well known by the law or by everyone. You get.
Okay.
Yes. So district land boards also facilitate the registration and transfer of interests in land. So
here,
the boards assist in processing applications for land registration and transferring ownership rights. And when you look at the legal basis for that, still we shall look at the Land Act as amended, Section 51, Clause 1B, which mandates the district land board to facilitate the registration and transfer of interest in land. So also it provides for leasing out public land in a district level. So here the board has the authority to lease out public land to individuals, organizations, or institutions for what? For development. Like I was telling you, for public interest, it can. So the legal basis for this, we shall look at Section Still 51, which empowers the board to lease public land and set terms and conditions for each leases. So it also has the ability or the power to review and determine ground rent. So its function, the board fixes, reviews, and determines ground rent for leasehold land within the district, even for the Milo. You know, yes, for the Milo, it can also do that, determine the ground rent that is paid per district. So legal basis for that is still, we are still looking at under Section 51 Clause 1E, which authorizes the board to set and review ground rent on land allocated to leaseholders. So it also does some advising, it advises the government on land matters. So
John, Councilor John, just a question. Can this district land board lease out land to an individual?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. It can. They lease out public land to individuals, organizations, and institutions for development.
Okay.
So it's not only individually.
Okay. I thought it only leases to...
No. To individuals too, and institutions for development.
Okay.
Yeah. So advising. It advises what? The government on land matters. So the board advises the central government and local authorities on land management policies and legal frameworks. The legal basis about this is still Section 51(1), Clause D, which provides for the board's advisory role in land related what? Matters. So it also ensures equitable access to what? To land. All these are its what? We are talking about its functions as the what? As a district land what? Board. It's the board ensures that land allocation is done fairly and without what? Discrimination, especially to vulnerable groups like women and persons with what? With disabilities. So, legal basis for this is section what? No, it's Article 2371 of the Constitution of Uganda, which recognizes land that belongs to the people of Uganda and mandates fair what? Fair access. So it also reflects Section 59(3) of the Land Act, which requires the board to act fairly and transparently in land what? Allocation. So all this we are discussing are functions of the district what? Land board. Yes. So the board also helps in managing communal land. So the board oversees and manages communal land to prevent land grabbing and ensure responsible use. So this is reflected in Section 59(2), where it allows the district land boards to manage communal land held in trust for the what? For the people. So another function that it handles is issuing land titles and certificates of customary ownership. So the board facilitates the issuance of certificates of customary ownership and leases and leasehold titles. And this is reflected under Section 4(1), which recognizes customary ownership as a legitimate form of what? Of land tenure and mandates the issuance of certificate of customary ownership. So Section 51, subsection 1, clause B, also grants authority to process land registration and issuance of what? Of titles. The same district land boards helps in handling land disputes at the district level. So the board helps in resolving disputes related to land allocation and ownership. The legal basis for this is provided for under the Land Act Cap 227, Section 59, Clause 3, where it stipulates that the board should exercise its duties transparently and fairly, indirectly helping in what? Dispute resolution. So the board, so that's why you see in the community, we usually tell them if you have a case, go to report to the LC, go to the police, and then go to the district land board, and then you tell them your issue. And they'll call you, there is an office there, a department at the district. So you go there and you tell them your issues and they sort them out before the case even goes to what? To court. To court. Yeah. So it also provides for decentralization of services, including land dispute resolution at the district level. So the board collaborates with other bodies such as the Uganda Land Commission, the Ministry of Lands, Housing and Urban Development, and local government authorities. So this function is also established for in Article 239 of the Constitution of Uganda, where the Land Commission, where it establishes the Uganda Land Commission, which works alongside district land, what? Should work alongside district land boards. So even the Land Act under Section 60 encourages coordination between different what? Land administrative bodies. So the district land board, like we have all seen, its jurisdiction is at a district level. You get, like Kampala will have it has
its own
bodies. Board. Yeah. So you go to each Jinja, you go to Chiriandongo, you go to Mubende, like that. So they are there to sort out issues that people have on what? On land.
And they are they headed by one body?
Headed by one body, no. They are independent of each other.
Mm.
Yes. They are all independent of each other. And with, when they are making decisions, these are independent what? Decisions. But they're all answerable to the law. They're answerable to the what?
To the law.
Yes. So whatever they do, it must be in line with the law, the law governing land management. So like we have said, its functions is allocating land at district level. Mm-hmm. Then we talked about the fact that it facilitates the registration and transfer of interest in land. yeah, when you want to just to register your land title, you have to make an application to the district land board. The district land board will do its own review, go to the to all this area committee, land committee, LCs, what, to carry out a survey or a research, you get, before giving you the what? A permission to actually what? To register your title. It also, another function we have seen is that it leases out public land to individuals, organizations, you know, institutions for development. So it does give out. But if there are people following, settling on that public land, due process of compensation will be followed or adhered to, not just evicting them without following due process. It also reviews and determines ground rent, like we said, all these are functions. I'm just giving you, trying to briefly go through them again. Yeah, so that we all are at the same page. It is also good, it gives advice to the government on issues related to land. Let's say, for example, they can be like, no, you want to construct a factory there, but no, it will not work because of this and this. So it also ensures equitable access to land. And it also helps in managing communal land. It helps in handling what? Disputes at district what? Level. So those are the functions of what? Of the district land board.
Okay, when we come back from the break, we shall start from there.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice. Want to stay informed about land and environmental justice struggles? Tune in to Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. We are still continuing with the administrative bodies that are governing land management in Uganda, and Councillor Joan is still taking us through.
We have been discussing about the functions of the district land board and the jurisdiction of how far they can work each district. And now we shall be talking about establishment of district land boards. So Section 56 of the Land Act as amended 227 provides for establishment of district land boards. And under it, it says there shall be for each district a district land board. And the board shall be a body corporate with perpetual succession and a common seal, and may sue or be sued in its corporate name. Here we are talking about establishment of district what? Land boards. Then it provides for the membership of a board, which is under Section 57 of the Land Act still. And it says, subject to a minimum membership of 5, a board shall consist of the following persons: a chairperson, one member representing municipal council, one member representing urban councils, at least one member from each county in the district. So it will have a chairperson, a member representing the municipal councils, a member representing urban councils, and at least one member from each county in the district. So those are, would be the members on the board of a district land board. So who qualifies to be appointed a member of the district land board? Who does not qualify to be a member to the board?
District land board.
Yes.
Okay.
So they look at the fact that if you're less than 18 years of age, if you've earned sound mind, they look at if you're a member of parliament. It also looks at if you've been convicted with any case involving moral aptitude, and also if you've been declared bankrupt. So you cannot what? Qualify to be appointed as a member of the board.
How about the level of education?
I think the level of education, I think as usually as long as you have probably a certificate like senior 4 upwards, I think you can be given.
Okay.
Yes. So it also says at least 1/3 of the members referred to in Section 1 shall be women. So meaning it is gender what? Inclusive. Yeah, there's gender balance, please. women, men, youth, elderly. Sometimes there is also one for disability.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So like each gender is represented. So it also, at least one of the members of the board shall be a person with qualifications and experiences in matters relating to what? To land. So not all of them will be there not knowing exactly what land is about, what are the laws governing land management. Because someone will come and bring a case to you and you're just there looking at gas. So how will you be able to help that person? So they make sure that these people are kind of well equipped with what? Land laws and rights, yes. Mm-hmm. A person holding office as a member of a local government council shall relinquish the office upon appointment as a member of what? Of a board. So any person holding office as a government council, once they become a member of the district land board, they have to make sure they forego being what? A local government council, and then they be members of the what? Of the board.
Mm-hmm.
Hope we are moving together. 56, section 56 of the Land Act as amended provides for tenure of office of members of the board. So it says that the members of a board shall hold office for a period of 5 what? Years and may be eligible for reappointment for a further one term. So they hold office, they are like, I was going to speak Luganda, sorry. They are like His Excellency. Mm. They're like the presidents. 5 years. So you can only come back for another one term. A further one term, meaning those are 10 what? Years. So a member of a board may be removed from office by the district council on the recommendation from the district executive committee. A member of a board may be removed from office by the district council on the what? On the recommendation of the district executive committee, only for these reasons. Inability to perform the functions of his or her office rising from infirmity of body or mind. If the person falls mad, the person is sick, you get that sickness that you know getting back to your feet is almost too impossible. Mm. Yes. So misbehavior or misconduct. You become a drunkard. Each single time people come to your office when you're smelling alcohol. And this happens, by the way.
I'm becoming a public nuisance.
Yes. Those people leave office and they go and they drink. So you look for them, you wait for them, they tell you, they are coming, they have stepped out a bit, they went for lunch, they come back at 4. While they are smelling alcohol. Meanwhile, you're telling the person, I don't know how you expect to actually advise someone with that kind of drunkard mind. So a lot happens. When you've shown incompetency, absenting himself or herself from meetings of the board for 6 consecutive times without reasonable what? Cause. So we discussed about the functions. I cannot go back to that again. We shall look at powers of the board, which are provided for under Section 60 of the Land Act. In the performance of its functions, a district land board shall be independent of the Uganda Land Commission. Independent of the Uganda Land what? Commission. And shall not be subject to the directions or control of any person or authority, but shall take into account the national and district council what? Policy and land on land and the particular circumstances of different systems of customary land tenure within the district. Meaning when it's making decisions, they are independent. But in Uganda here, this is theory.
Exactly. That
practically,
is theory.
There is order from above.
Yeah, there is always order from the big man.
Yes. So a board shall have power to acquire by purchase or otherwise rights or interest in land and easements. As a board, the district land board has the power to acquire by purchase, otherwise rights or interest in land and easements. So it can also acquire land. And they say that land belongs to the district land board.
Okay.
So it erects, alter, enlarge, improve, or demolish any building or other erections on any land held by it. It sells, leases, or otherwise deal with the land held by it and do and perform all such other acts, matters, and things as may be necessary for incidental to the exercise of those powers and the performance of those what? Functions. So, in the performance of its functions, a district land board shall prepare and publish an annual report and shall have regard to any comments that the district council may make on that what? Annual report. So, you've seen the powers. It sells, it leases, it demolishes buildings, it erects. Erects is a building. It alters, it enlarges buildings that belong to it. Yeah, have you ever heard of things like that? Land is for district, it's for the district. This is what they are talking about. So, also section 61 provides for secretary to the board. So, it provides that there shall be a secretary to a board who shall be a public officer appointed by the district service what? Commission. So, the secretary shall be a person with knowledge and experience in matters relating to land. The secretary to a board shall conduct the correspondence of the board, keep records and custody of the seal of the board, and perform such other functions as the board may direct. A board shall have such support staff as may be recruited for the purpose in accordance with the public service regulations. This is otherwise. How many times have you gone to the district land board and the secretary has an idea about land issues?
They never know.
And they're like, okay, you wait and you'll see my boss is coming. Wait, you get. They usually don't have a clue. And they say a board shall have such support staff as may be recruited for the purpose in accordance with the public service what? Regulations. When does the district land board or the board sit? That is provided for under section 62 of the Land Act as amended.
The chairperson has a specific time that it should sit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The chairperson shall preside at all meetings of the board and shall, in addition to his or her deliberative vote, have a casting vote. The chairperson shall preside at all meetings of the board and shall, in addition to his or her deliberate vote, have a casting vote on whatever they are what? Going to agree upon, I think. Where the chairperson is absent from any meeting of the board, the members present shall elect one of their number, of their member, to preside, and the members to select, and the member so selected shall have the power and perform the functions of the chairperson and shall have a casting what? Vote. So this person will, powers over Tony, will act as the chairman himself. A board shall meet for the discharge of its functions under this act at least once in every 2 months at such place and time as the chairperson shall appoint. So it meets every 2 months or once every after 2 months. The quorum at any meeting of a board shall be three. At least there must be 3 people in the what? On the quorum. Any decision of a board shall be arrived at by consensus and in case of any contentious issues by what? A majority vote. Subject to this act, a board may regulate its own what? Procedures. Expenses of a board, remuneration of members, and audit. All expenses of a board shall be charged under district administration funds. Members of the board shall be remunerated and paid allowance out of the consolidated fund. The accounts of a board shall be audited annually. You get. So that is all specifically. that is all we can say about what? District land boards. That is all we can say about district land boards. We have known when they meet. How many people sit on the board? We have the chair. We have the secretary. We had the chair. We had the secretary.
A member.
We had
a
member from the municipal council, urban council, and county. District county. So they talked about the powers that they have. They can buy, sell, lease, you know. They can demolish a house on their land, build one, enlarge it. They have the rights. So that's all I had about district land board. Feel free to ask questions. We are available to you.
Thank you so much, Councillor Joan, for this enlightenment, because some of us, we knew the district land board is under a certain body that governs all of them. Little did we know that it's an independent body of its own in each district. So I hope our dear listeners out there have had a very good session by learning about the district land board and how they can actually be helped, just in case they need help from the district land board. We've also seen the members that actually are on the committee of the district land board. I cannot say anymore. I'd like to call out to Councillor Joan to come and say her greetings to you before we end the show.
Thanks so much for staying tuned into this program. Hope it is yielding impact. Hope you're learning from each other. Yes, thank you.
Okay, that has been all for today. Keep tuned for more administrative bodies that are still coming in other episodes. Rita Babidi is my name. Have a blessed day.